Welcome to the Smart Weight Loss Coaching Podcast. I'm Dr. Lisa Olson, a board-certified weight loss medicine specialist and certified life coach. In this podcast, I'll share fresh insights and effective techniques for incorporating mindset, habit change, and proven science into your life. Are you ready to achieve sustainable weight loss, wellness, and longevity? Then let's jump in and lose weight the smart way. If 2% of the air in your house was filled with cigarette smoke, you'd probably want to change that, right? I don't know for sure how much cigarette smoke you would personally need to be exposed to in order to get heart disease, lung cancer, or emphysema, but I bet you're not really interested in putting that to the test, right? You just open up your windows and get rid of the 2% smoke because that's better than taking a chance. How about when a toxic ingredient makes up less than 2% of the ingredients on a nutrition label? People ask me that question all the time because many of the NOVA 4 or ultra-processed ingredients I ask people to watch out for are listed as being less than 2% of the product. Don't be fooled by the manipulative nature of food labels, especially the front label, where even the most toxic emulsifier-filled foods may say things like all natural on the front of the container. Today, we're going to talk specifically about a type of ingredient called an emulsifier. These are ingredients that make our food thick or creamy and increase shelf life. They last longer on the grocery store shelf. They're added to things like mayonnaise, ice cream, chocolate, peanut butter, creamy sauces, and baked goods like cookies. One question that comes up often is this. I was buying some cream cheese and it only had one ultra-processed ingredient. Locust bean gum. Is that okay? Or, I was buying almond milk and saw that it contained carrageenan, but it was less than 2%, so that's fine, right? Wrong. These emulsifiers are always going to be low on the ingredient list, but that doesn't mean they can't cause harm with repeated exposure. Kind of like having chronic low-grade exposure to cigarette smoke. These toxic chemicals should be avoided whenever possible, and it just doesn't matter that they're present in small amounts. We know they're harmful in the small doses used to thicken and preserve food. Maybe a better analogy would be arsenic instead of cigarette smoke. If I made you a protein shake and added less than 2% arsenic to it, wouldn't you say, "No thanks"? That might taste delicious for a hot second, but it's not worth the risk. Hard pass on the arsenic. We now have some new data, recently published, that tells us about the increased risk of cancer that comes from certain ultra-processed ingredients. The Nutrinet Sante study provided extensive information on the dietary habits of over 100,000 French participants. Researchers went back and evaluated a subset of the data from about 92,000 people whom they followed for 7 years. During that time, over 2,600 cancer cases were diagnosed. That included 750 breast cancer cases and 322 prostate cancer cases. By the way, just a side note, I wanted to say 750 people with breast cancer, which sounds more thoughtful than saying cancer cases. But the reason I'm using this terminology is not to dehumanize someone who has breast cancer, but rather because a person could be diagnosed more than one time with breast cancer, and in this case, they'd be counted more than once for this study. But back to the research. Here's the critical finding. The higher the amount of emulsifiers in the diet, the higher the risk of cancer. For example, people with the highest intake of mono and diglycerides had a 15% increase in the risk of developing any kind of cancer. Maybe you're saying to yourself, I don't think I eat anything that has mono or diglycerides. But the only way to be sure is to read every label relentlessly, every single time you put a package in your grocery cart. Here are just a few foods that contain mono and diglycerides. tortillas. I'm leading with tortillas because this is one that vexes me all the time. I really hate buying tortillas for my kids from the grocery store because these days it's nearly impossible to find any without cancer-causing ingredients. I feel like I'm handing them a cigarette when they make a quesadilla. Does that mean I never let tortillas into my home or we never go out and eat Mexican food? Sadly, no, but we have them far less often now because you can't unknow what you know, right? What else? You might find mono and diglycerides in the sous vide red pepper egg white bites at Starbucks. In fact, you'll find other emulsifiers in there too, including carrageenan, locust bean gum, and guar gum. A lot of breads and baked goods have mono and diglycerides. You'll also find them in margarines, nut butters, and coffee creamers. This is what makes those ingredients so tricky. They're nearly everywhere we look these days. Sadly, even Ben & Jerry's Cherry Garcia ice cream contains three emulsifiers: guar gum, carrageenan, and soy lecithin. Let's circle back to the French study and hone in on the breast cancer findings. It turns out that consuming high levels of mono and diglycerides increases breast cancer risk by 24%. And the risk for premenopausal breast cancer is increased by 45% with diphosphates, 55% with pectins, and 48% with high levels of sodium bicarbonate exposure. By the way, for you gentlemen out there, mono and diglycerides increase the risk of prostate cancer by 46%. This is no joke. That's why I'm always encouraging you to read your labels. One important thing to know about the Nutrinet Sante study is that it showed correlation, not causation. In other words, we saw that high levels of emulsifiers like carrageenan were associated with breast and prostate cancer, but this study was not designed to prove that the cancers were caused by the ultra-processed chemicals. It's possible, for example, that people who eat a lot of Nova4 foods also have other habits that increase their risk of breast or prostate cancer. I'm staying tuned for more direct proof that emulsifiers cause cancer, but until that definitive data is available, I have some thoughts on what I'll do when these ingredients show up on a label. I'll take a pass. If my kids want cottage cheese and I pick up a container of Dean's, in addition to milk and cream, I'll also find less than 2% of maltodextrin, guar gum, citric acid, carrageenan, mono and diglycerides, locust bean gum, polysorbate 80, as well as potassium sorbate, a preservative, and other Nova4 ingredients. Why would I ever give that to my family? Why would I ever eat that myself? Hard pass. We also know that emulsifiers impact our gut microbiome, which is the environment in our gastrointestinal tract where we peacefully coexist with certain types of bacteria. When we harm our normal gut flora with emulsifiers, we allow inflammation to develop, and that puts us at risk for inflammatory bowel diseases like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. A study published in 2021 found that two emulsifiers, carboxymethylcellulose and polysorbate 80, drastically affect the gut microbiome and increase the risk for inflammation. Women in my weight loss program know that ultra-processed foods increase hunger and cause weight gain because we talk about it all the time. And if you're a regular listener, then you know ultra-processed foods or Nova4 foods increase your risk for all sorts of serious conditions, including heart disease, diabetes, and dementia. But it is hard to spot some of these ultra-processed foods. We're not just talking about fast foods or what some might call junk food. Everyday grocery store items surprise us with these emulsifiers. So if you want to avoid them, please read the labels every single time. And then when you can, skip the foods with emulsifiers, including all of the gums like xanthan gum, carrageenan gum, locust bean gum, guar gum, and so on. By doing so, you'll most likely extend your health span, which is the number of years you live free of chronic disease. I often find that reading labels and reducing emulsifiers is an effective technique to stop that progressive weight gain that so many of us experience in our lifetimes. You're not gaining weight because you lack willpower. You're not the problem. You're not lazy. You're not undisciplined. Our food supply is the problem. We're being offered an array of foods and non-nutritive food-like products on our grocery store shelves that are causing an epidemic of obesity and that are creating a decline in our health spans. The best news I have for you is that you can turn this around. It's not too late, seriously. I hope your NBA, your next best action for this week, will be to read your labels each and every time you buy food that comes in a package so you can start to swap out foods with emulsifiers whenever possible. One last thought, once you start looking for these things, the grocery store can feel a little horrifying. So don't panic if you occasionally pick up something with an emulsifier or other Nova4 ingredients. We're looking for progress, not perfection. You don't have to make all of these changes overnight. Last but not least, congratulations and shout out to Jeanette O, who is the winner of our Smart Weight Loss Coaching Raffle. Jeanette will receive a free 12-week membership to our program. Thank you so much to all of you smarties out there who entered. We appreciate that more than you know. Thanks so much for listening. If you'd like more support during your smart weight loss journey, check out our group coaching program at smartweightlosscoaching.com. Until next time, stay well and stay smart.